The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talk the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
We're here doing a live show. Probably should have run a best of a bunch of baseball interviews or something.
Well, now you tell us that. Why couldn't we have planned this out, Tommy? We could have done that.
Kind of kidding.
John could have got his jump start heading down to NOLA.
Nah. Why would you want to do that?
I know. I'd rather be here with y'all.
Why would you want to be down there eating gumbo and jambalaya and puking in a gutter in the French Quarter?
When I can be here with you two.
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
Waking up early. Coming and doing a radio show, talking about a team that's in a bye week that's 2-7. I mean, what else could I possibly be doing that could be better right now? Forget New Orleans. Forget that.
Why are you going to New Orleans? Why don't you go to Baton Rouge? That's where the action's at.
Well, trust me, if I could afford a ticket to that game,
well, you're all about the tailgating. Why don't you just go over there and tailgate?
I don't know. That was actually a thought that crossed our minds.
You can afford it because you know what you got to do. Just expense.
Oh, yeah,
just
not real.
It. That's right. Yeah, Tommy, can you expense my ticket?
Sure.
To that?
That's how we stay in the green.
Yeah, that's how we stay in the green here on
for
ESPN
those that
Arkansas.
Just,
oh, jeez.
Run this operation in the green, according to Ty Richardson,
oh,
folks.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, that's. I'm sorry. I should have done that. I should have put in an expense report Tommy could have made that happen.
Sure.
Your job is to watch college football so you can talk about college football.
Well, if that's the case, I should have tried to get credentialed to. Do you think they would have credentialed me to that?
Sure.
Back up at ESPN Arkansas. It's okay. This is a game that we have to cover.
Right.
It means a lot.
Scouting the LSU team.
Exactly.
Prior to.
Yeah. I mean, I think that makes sense.
Realistic.
I mean, yeah, it's not too much to ask, I don't think.
That'd be where I'd want. If you're going to be down there, you might as well, was it 90 miles or whatever? Mm-hmm. Drive on over and tailgate for the day.
Hey, who knows? That may be on the agenda.
I don't know. New Orleans, doing that. Before that game, is going to be packed. It's going to be fun, would be my guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Saints are in town, too, and they got to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to
be. Are you going to that game?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Who are they playing?
I think it's the Falcons, maybe.
New Orleans is always fun.
I don't.
New Orleans and Vegas. Have you ever been to Vegas?
I have not, unfortunately. I plan on going soon.
Vegas and New Orleans are a lot alike for me that.
By the Rams, John.
There you go.
He's really ready for his game.
Obviously.
By about the third day, I've had enough. In fact, you know, I love going to both places, but by the fourth day, I'm looking for my outward bound flight to get home in Vegas. By about the third night, fourth day, it's time to get out of New Orleans, too. You can only do so much New Orleans at one time. People that go and stay a week, I don't know how you do it.
And, you know, that's the one thing that I haven't been to Vegas or anything, but that's what I would do is just go for about three or four days.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Because that's the thing is it all sounds well and good. Because everybody, when they think about going to Vegas, be like, oh, yeah, man, we're going to just have it's going to be like the hangover. We're just going to be out there partying.
No.
No, it's not like that. And even if it does become like that, it was only a one-day deal in the hangover, not three or four days, not even a week. I mean, you can't do it for that long. You get burned out. But I feel like that's all the place. That's like, I don't know if maybe you're the same way, Tommy, but that's how I feel the same way about pretty much any destination place is after a week or so.
There's places I could stay and go 2 weeks.
So like where?
Oh, like any beach place, you know. I could stay a month, you know.
Just because of the beach itself. You don't tell me you wouldn't get bored of just going to the beach every day? For two weeks?
I think if you you had me in a condo beachfront in Destin, I could stay a few weeks. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
But you wouldn't get bored just going to the beach every day and that was it?
No.
I mean, I'd like
to try. As long as the cooler didn't run out.
Well, here's the thing. That's true. I'd like to try at least. You know, I'd like to try to do it 2 weeks. Tough anyways.
Well, y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah. So. It'll be fun. What are you going to be doing this weekend? Oh, yeah, that's right. You have recitals. Right. You have sick kids, apparently, too.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been I got to do something for my wife. Now my wife's starting to not feel good, she says. I think she gets sympathy sickness, but I don't know. But we've had both kids contract whatever's going around. So I bathed in Purell again this morning.
That could bode well for you. Daughter can't do her thing. You just have to stay home on Saturday night.
I'm glad you.
I know that's in the back of your mind.
Honey, that was Ty Richardson. That was not my voice. If we need to get a voice analyzer to make sure you are clear on who said that.
That's in the back of your mind. You can't lie about that.
When did you learn to read minds?
I know that's in the back of your mind. I don't. It's. I don't want my.
Do you
daughter
really think it's safe for her to go? I don't want her to expose anybody else to the germs.
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to be safe and think of the safety of the other children. There.
Exactly.
I mean, the well-being.
There's nothing more aggravating than someone that sends their kid back to school too quickly.
That's right.
And is not fully recovered from their illness and then spreads the illness to. That's probably how my kids are sick.
Yeah. And just think about all the parents that of the school and also of the recital that would be there that would appreciate you, Tommy Kraft, for saying
being a good public servant.
I think that's
Yep.
And then you will not only sacrifice
especially at night
that,
because you get drained and run down about 7 o'clock or so at night. You probably need to be home taking fluids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll be home.
Yeah.
On your couch and being there for whenever they need you. The kids, the sick kids, if they, you'll be at their beck and call and you'll be on the couch, just say, hey, kids, if you need anything from daddy, I'll be right here.
Yeah.
What a father you are.
I really don't ask after about 2:30 in the afternoon, if you don't mind.
Just don't give them a little
bell.
You're
going to bother me. Bother me on my way to the smoker to make sure the brisket's coming along okay, all right?
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't
have
these rules written down. Yeah, that's the way to do it. But not only for that, because here's the thing, Tommy, not only for that game, but even because we've talked about and we will talk about throughout the show about the great SEC games going on today, but there's even some good games outside the conference that are going on. I mean, you got Michigan and Penn State tomorrow, which I know that that's got a lot of implications for how the college football playoff will be setting up. So, I mean, you got a game like that, which is big. West Virginia and Texas, another top 20 matchup between these two teams. That's going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some solid matchups going on tomorrow.
Best weekend of college football this season?
I was about to ask that.
Question mark?
It's as far as
so
on
far,
paper.
So far.
On paper, it has to be.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because here it is. You got already, because it would have been great if you just had the Bama LSU game and the Georgia Kentucky game, which, you know, we probably didn't circle your calendar.
No one was expecting Georgia Kentucky to have the meaning it has.
But it does, where both of these games will decide the winner of the SEC West and the winner of the SEC East. And essentially, absolutely will decide the SEC East because that's how it's set up. So you have both of those on the line. And then you even throw in a pretty good, decent game between Texas A&M and Auburn that's also going on in the SEC. So you have that set up, and I mentioned how you have Michigan and Penn State, which if Penn State gets a victory against Michigan, then that ends up bumping them out of the college football playoff consideration. So that's a huge game for Michigan, and they have to win, and that's in Ann Arbor. So you have that. Missouri and Florida is another good game if Missouri can finally get their first SEC victory. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. Some great games. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma-Texas Tech. Am I the only one that's excited to see if this point total can get over 85 to 100 points? I mean, because this is going to be a shootout of epic proportions. So I think it might be the best college football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so great that Arkansas's bye week's this week.
I'd sure hate to be in New Orleans and miss all of it.
Yeah, they got TVs down there.
Mm-hmm. Problem is you might be blurry-eyed.
So is that different from any other weekend? What's the difference if that's the case?
Well, I've been with you most weekends. There's a difference between blurry-eyed and New Orleans blurry-eyed.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. But, hey, again, if I'm going to watch
there,
it, might as well watch
the
it
song
down there.
Too, it'll hit you like a hurricane down there.
Well, I could give me some none of that New Orleans food. Is there any place that, since you ventured down there, Tommy, is there a restaurant that you would
I've
recommend?
Only been there a couple of times.
Do you remember a restaurant that stood out to you?
Well, I mean, last time we went to a place called K Paul's. It was really good. I mean, there's not very many bad places to eat. Mama's.
I've heard of Mama's,
It's a famous po' boy spot.
I do love a po' boy.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, there's not, ain't much bad food down there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm most excited about, just the food.
I've still not stood and braved the lines for the beignets over there.
Why not?
Just haven't done it.
Oh.
It's kind of a touristy thing, but it's famous for New Orleans famous.
Yeah.
Half our group did that, half our group didn't. The line was too long.
Long line.
So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's planned, obviously, because I don't even know who the Saints end up playing.
Yeah.
I'd say as soon as he crosses over that Louisiana border, he stops a little daiquiri place and gets him a little
That's
daiquiri,
the key to the whole thing. Yeah.
Which they just give them to you in to-go cups, and you can just...
Big to-go cups.
Louisiana's an interesting place, that is for sure. And when I'm going to be heading out into, because, the thing is I've been there, last time Arkansas was the Sugar Bowl, 2010, probably was last time.
And so, you didn't go then?
It's been a minute. No, I went.
I thought, it's Vegas you hadn't been to.
No, Vegas I hadn't been to, yeah. So.
I got to go to Vegas in April.
Why?
Business trip. I'm expensing it, by the way.
Wait, hold on a second. A business trip?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, not this business. It's got to be a referee?
No. Broadcasting business.
What's over there?
The National Association of Broadcasters show.
It's in Vegas.
Every year. Yeah.
Well, shouldn't you send also your operations manager of the stations to, you know, really take in all the things that I could learn from it all?
Ty, you want to go?
I'd be happy to venture there with you.
I guess you can expense
it. Actually, no, I don't need to be in Vegas.
We can expense it.
I don't need to be in Vegas. That's a bad idea. I'd have to only bring
Well, at least
cash.
You're honest about it.
At least we could go out there and try to find some new ideas to stay in the green next year.
Yep, and that's because that's where you're going to find us in Vegas.
After you've shown me some of your financial business prowess, I might want to take you on this trip with me.
Hey, I've never compared our business acumen. I trust your judgment when it comes to that.
Just trying to keep us in the green, buddy. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, there's a lot of great games out there.
Not in the black, not in the red. We're going to try to keep it in the green.
In the Vegas casinos, it's all about the black and the red.
Right.
And in some cases, it is the green as well.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
This may be the greatest weekend for college football of this season. And it's perfect because it happens to be on the same weekend Arkansas has a bye week. So if you're a Razorback fan and you don't have to worry about watching a game, you can spend more time on watching these other college football games. Because we all know that Alabama and LSU play this week. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit of advertisement and promotion there across the nation. It's a huge game, rightfully so, has been getting all the attention that they've been having. And not only do you have that game, but you also have the Georgia-Kentucky game, where the winner of that game wins the SEC East, and they move on to play there in Atlanta. And that's just the SEC, because I still, for some whatever reason, have an interest in Texas A&M and Auburn, which is also going on this weekend. But then you add in Penn State and Michigan from the Big Ten playing this weekend. You have Texas and West Virginia, top 15 matchup. Those two teams playing each other. Oklahoma and Texas Tech, two teams that have the ability to score at will. So, I mean, there's just all of these games going on this weekend. And honestly, I don't know really which one to turn. Is Alabama and LSU the most interesting game you're in? Like, by far, no questions asked?
I don't know how Tommy feels. I know I'm in that camp just because it's the heavyweights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the main event. I mean, this is the one Michael Buffer would be doing the introductions for.
Yes.
This is the one we're going to say, let's get ready to rumble before. I mean, the other games are great. They're very interesting. In fact, maybe more competitive in the fourth quarter. But none of those games are more anticipated than Alabama-LSU.
I think that the Kentucky-Georgia game is interesting. And it's almost like, well, why is it interesting? Because whoever wins is going to have to go face what a lot of people think will be Alabama in the SEC championship game and feel like they've got really no shot. You feel like if Kentucky wins the football game, it's probably everybody at ESPN that's covering the SEC championship is just going to be like, great, we've lost all our ratings for the SEC championship game. But I do think the Kentucky-Georgia will be interesting, and I'm rooting for the underdog in this football game.
Yeah,
I think we all are. I mean, is anybody not rooting for Kentucky in this game? Just because it's be so crazy to see the Kentucky Wildcat football team and the
Those
SEC
words just taste bitter. Root for Kentucky.
It's not
you
basketball,
You got to say football.
Tom.
You got to make sure.
It's a completely different thing. It's like rooting for Kansas football, you know? Mm. It's not Kansas basketball. It's Kansas football. There's a big difference there. But, you know, I think that game is fascinating, too. My only fear about this, and going back to the Alabama and LSU game, my only fear, though, is that even the spread is at 14.5 points in favor of Alabama, which we'll get into on our Fitzman picks around 8 o'clock. I have this fear, though, that it might be a blowout just because that's what we've seen from Alabama the whole time.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be the worst thing for the sake of broadcasters and whatnot if this game is 38-7 at halftime? And Alabama's up.
I was listening to Freddie and Fitzsimmons earlier this week, and they were talking about the last time the number one team in the college football playoff played a top four team and the spread was 14 points or more. Remember when that was?
Arkansas and LSU in 2011? I don't know what their spread was. I'm just throwing it out there.
No.
He's in the college football playoff rankings.
College football playoff rankings.
So it's only been since 2013.
Yeah, so I don't know. Never?
No, it's happened. Alabama was number one, and they were a 14-point favorite over a team named Auburn. You know what happened that day?
Kick six.
The kick six.
Yeah.
So we've been, and I'm not saying something like that's going to happen, obviously, because no one could have predicted that finish. But that game was close regardless.
Yeah.
Now, this Alabama team's been more dominant. But do they do a letdown? I think the whole key to this thing is, can LSU's defense put Alabama's offense in third and six, third and 10, third and eight, third and throwing situations, and then can Tua
have an off day?
Can Tua have an off day? That's all you can bank on is, can that environment rattle him a little bit? What can happen? But, Tyler, if it's third and one, third and two, third and three all day, LSU's done.
Yeah, no, if he's effective on first down and hitting, he's hitting little chip shot passes for, 5 and 6 yards a pop, and then you're in, second short, third and short situations, LSU will have no shot. I think defensively LSU's got to come to play. But I think this, LSU offensively, you're not going to hold Tua and Alabama's offense to nada. Like, if that's what you're banking on, your offense at LSU's got to come to play. Joe Burrow's got to have a performance, and he's got to come to play and make some big-time plays in the game and find a way to put 21 points, maybe 27 points on the board minimum. Maybe 30 points is as good as to have a chance to win the game. I think LSU's got to score 30 points.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How many points does LSU need to score? Because they're averaging 30 right now, points per game, roughly.
And I think in order to do that, they got to steal a possession or two. Maybe it's one at the coin toss, and they grind out the clock. They've got to find a way to limit the number of possessions Alabama gets. So whether that's getting some turnovers, getting the coin toss, onside kicks, something. LSU's going to have to make some bold moves in this game in order to make sure the snap count for Alabama is less than their average. They're going to have to keep their opportunities away from the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, this is Les Miles, fake the field goal, toss it over your shoulder.
Take some risks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, what do you have to lose? In fact, I liked looking at the numbers and as far as the matchups and what they look at statistically. Now, defensive scoring, both of these teams are right around the same. Alabama's given up 15.9 points a game, LSU 15.1. So statistically, there LSU has the edge. And even in yards allowed, Alabama's only given up 307 yards per game, where LSU's given up 330 yards. So very even when it comes to defensively. But the difference, of course, is offensively. This is just what's crazy, and it's really hard to imagine until you actually look at the numbers. LSU's averaging 30.4 points a game, which is pretty good, and all things considered. I think Joe Burrow's done a good job. Alabama is averaging 54.1 points per game. That is 24 more points per game offensively. And they're also averaging 564 offensive yards per game compared to LSU's 383. I mean, I know it's all about Tua, and we all know just how good and potent this offense is, but when you really look at it, that we're sitting here going into, 10 games into the season, 10 weeks into the season, Alabama's 54 points per game, and that's where I'm just like, I think LSU is good. This is going to be the best matchup and the most competitive matchup Alabama will have all season long, and that is including the college football playoff and national championship game, which we think they'll all be in. But I'm looking at that number, and I'm just saying I don't know how LSU can slow down Alabama and keep them from scoring at least 40 points in this game.
Especially without Devin White in the first half.
Yeah,
that's
big too.
They're running all these RPOs and whatnot, so that whole system is predicated on speed. And when you lose the best linebacker in college football for a half when you need him, hurts you.
And that's why I feel like
it's another reason you got to, like, win the coin toss, get the ball, try to
set the tone.
Well, for LSU, you want one more offensive possession, particularly in the first half, because that's one less time your defense theoretically has to be out there. The longer you can keep your offense on the field, that's fewer minutes you're playing without White, without your best players on defense because you get him back at halftime.
Yeah. And that's going to be, that's why I feel like this could be a game where Alabama's up by 3 or 4 touchdowns by the end of halftime because of somebody not having Devin White in there. And I just don't know what – I have not seen anything.
You think he's that big a factor?
Yes.
4 touchdown factor?
Well, I mean, if he was – but even if he was still in, I still think they'd be up by 2 touchdowns. I'm not saying it would be tied if he was in, but I'm saying that that's why I feel like the margin of points there at halftime will be even more because he is that big of an impact on that defense. I mean, he's been the core reason of why they've only given up 15 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I feel like this could get out of hand early. And once you take that crowd out of it, because it's going to be a frenzy. Cheapest ticket is $300 right now to go to that game. I mean,
and you're going to New Orleans, but you're not going to slide over and go to the game?
Well, if you want to expense
that. And it's only $300.
Expense that ticket for me, Tommy, and I'll be there.
Go, you could give me the ticket. Well, I'd probably, depending on where it was at. But if it was one of the cheap seats up in the nosebleeds?
You'd go. Really?
I think I'd rather go
tailgate.
I think I'd rather go tailgate and watch it on TV. I want to see the game. That's you couldn't true. See it from the nosebleeds.
Well, somebody's paying that amount of money to try to sit up there in the nosebleeds. I'd just be curious of the atmosphere because you know it's going to be electric. But if you take that crowd out of it early, if you're Bama, like, you know, what was it, the first play from scrimmage against Bama that Arkansas had and they scored a touchdown, a big long touchdown? If that happens, it's you talk about just taking the air out of the balloon. It's going to hurt LSU.
Listen, the atmosphere is not going to rattle Alabama.
No, it's not going to have any, but it's just one of those things, though, when energy and atmosphere can help LSU.
It can help LSU, but I don't think it...
It's not going to affect
Am I right about that, Tyler? I mean, or there's some... Because there are some inexperienced players, particularly on the defensive side for Alabama. Could that crowd and that atmosphere and the noise get to those guys? I just don't think Nick Saban's teams are going to be unprepared for that atmosphere.
Well, I mean, unprepared... could be a great way to say it, because when's the last time Alabama's had a competitive football game where there's been a crowd involved? I mean, you know, I mean, it's been, they've really probably.
But the crowd's loud in the first half of, or the first quarter, at least, of every place they play on the road.
Yeah, and you go back to Arkansas 2010, right, and that's Greg McElroy. Alabama was rattled in that football game. I don't think they'll be rattled against LSU. They'll expect it. They're not rattled. They don't typically get rattled against Georgia. They play them in the SEC championship game. This football team will be prepared. But I do think there can be challenges for Alabama's offense in an LSU stadium. And, you know, I talked about the first series of really anybody's series walking out and trying to call a play call in an LSU environment at night is not easy to do. Communication for Tua could be a little bit different than maybe he's had really all year long. I think there could be some complications if as long as LSU stays in the football game.
So is that why scoring on your first drive is so important? Because you know the plays, you know you know the sequence, you don't have to communicate as much on that first series, and you can quieten the crowd if you can go down and score.
Right.
And the communication's not as vital in that first series. Is that right?
Sets the total tone of the game too. You know, last thing you want. I mean, we had. I just go back to my first series against LSU, where you know obviously the crowd's in it. We have a false start on play one, Ole block on two, where we got to throw it out of bounds, and we go 3 and out. You know, and that's just not a way you want to start your series. But, you know, that really set the whole tone for the game. We end up kind of rebounding.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
Fenceman Friday football picks. Call the Fenceman for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fenceman. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right. So, Ty, go ahead and give us a little update on the standings and how we're looking in the Fenceman pick-ems.
All right. So, Tommy's got a lead for the second consecutive week. He's at 19 points. John, you're not too far behind with 17. Tyler's at 13.
Sounds like I've doubled my lead, though, in the last week.
by a whole point.
Well,
congratulations.
From one to two is doubling your lead, I believe.
That is correct. Yeah. I can't refute you on that, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to start really picking and choosing my spots here to try to figure out how I'm going to catch up to the Tommy Kraft. Mm-hmm. So we'll figure
it out.
But yeah, we definitely got some making up. And we have the fence man here. So you got some catching up to do, man. You're kind of falling behind. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm kind of wanting to ask Ty for a recount.
We may have to do that.
You got a hanging chat or something?
I have to go back on all those.
Yeah, I'm fixing to throw my yellow flag.
Certainly may have to. So there's
trust me, I want you to win. I might just throw a few points your way.
Yeah.
Just because otherwise they're going to talk about this for the next 6 months.
So what do I got, 11 now?
Yeah.
You got 11 points.
Okay. Hey, double digits. Maybe that ain't bad.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. So
here I come, Tyler.
So, okay. Ty. We don't have. Well, I guess we all have Tyler here.
Tyler has given us his picks.
Yeah, he has his picks. So
I do have his picks.
Yeah, we'll recap that at the end. So, Ty, what's the first game we're going to be picking?
Alabama's 14.5 favorites heading into Death Valley Saturday night.
Man, this game.
Fitzman, who you got?
Yeah,
I don't even know if this is fair. I just want to ask. When we do the total points at the end, I want to pick last.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm gonna. Man, LSU's done me good all year long, and we're in Death Valley. What time's the game?
7:30.
7:30. 7:30. A lot of drunk Cajuns. Give me the Tigers.
Go Tigers.
All right.
Go Tigers.
Tommy, you going next? You want me to
You don't really want to go next, do you?
He's got the luxury.
Here's the thing. I think you already know what I'm doing, so, I mean.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, well, fine. I'll go first. Alabama in a landslide. Yeah. They're going to beat LSU by at least 3 touchdowns. Give me the Crimson Tide.
The table for two, please.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, this, to me, you'll go broke betting against Alabama.
Yes.
I mean, the only times they don't cover is when the line's like 48. You can't bet against these guys. So I'm with you. I'm 14.5, I don't think it's enough. I don't think there will be a game this year that'll win it by double digits.
I'm actually surprised.
Now, November has surprises. But the question is, can LSU score 31 or more? Because we're still at a point where, you got the, if nothing else, you got your hat that you can hang on the fact that you scored more points on Alabama than anybody.
No one scored 31 on the Crimson
Tide. Is that what we're rooting for at this point around here?
Hey, take your little battles when you can get them.
I guess so.
Give victories.
Give me Alabama as well.
That's surprising. I thought you were going to go with LSU the way you're going. So going with Bama. Okay, so there you have it.
And then Tyler wants LSU, so he's with the fence man.
So 2-on-2.
2-on-2.
All right, Ty, what's the next one?
Next game, Georgia at Kentucky. Georgia is an 8.5 favorite on the road.
I can go first on this one. I've been going back and forth. I may want to take a little bit of a risk here. I kept thinking about it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm taking Georgia in this one to cover because I like Kentucky. I'm rooting for Kentucky. I hope I'm wrong in this one, but I just don't see in any way, shape, or form that Georgia goes into Lexington and loses this game or even has a close game because the talent level is just far more superior for the Bulldogs. So give me Georgia in this one.
How many points again?
8.5.
Jeez.
It's a lot of points.
You know, there's something magical, it seems like, going on with Kentucky. The way you get that pass interference call, that's the kind of things that happen to
teams
that have special years. Yeah. You know, remember when Auburn had the tip pass with Georgia, the prayer at Auburn or Jordan Air, and then
the kick six.
Those kind of things just seem to fall in your lap. Last week, that win fell in their lap at Missouri for Kentucky.
So you're going with the Wildcats?
Give me Georgia.
Oh my goodness! Come on! All that filibustering. All right, what do you got, Vince, man?
Corso moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the Maverick. I'm going to put on my Wildcat hat.
There you go. Okay. I like the pick. I like it, again, if Kentucky wins. I'll love it. I'll be all for it because that means they go to the SEC championship game. But I just think there's just too much talent on Georgia's side.
I want
to
see it.
Tyler's got Kentucky, too.
Yeah. Tyler's going with all the dogs this weekend, so that's kind of surprising. What's
just
next?
A quick fact for you. Georgia is 5-0 against the spread in the last 5 games against Kentucky.
All right.
Just have that.
So there you have it.
Think about that.
I don't know if that means anything.
That's a different
Kentucky team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you got?
All right, Michigan's 10.5 favorites against Penn State.
10.5 point favorites over Penn State. Tommy, you go first on this one.
Give me Michigan in this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you want Penn State.
But I mean, is there any particular reason, or you just think that they're at home?
Okay. They're at home, and I mean, it's a lot of points. I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, it's why 10.5 is a lot of points.
McSorley is very questionable for this game. There's a lot of people thinking that he's not 100% if he plays, and that Michigan defense is salty, so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Give me the khakis.
All right. You know, I'm going to go against Tommy's. Hopefully, I can catch some ground, or I'll lose some ground here. But give me Penn State.
Bad pick.
I'm telling you, I feel like there's going to be just there's always Michigan's good for one big letdown, yep. And I feel like this is going to be their one big letdown.
Not the Notre Dame game earlier.
I wouldn't say that's a letdown because Notre Dame's a top four team, but I feel like they always play a little lower. And I don't know. I'm going with my gut. My gut feeling tells me Penn State. So we got Vince, man.
Go blue.
There
Michigan.
You go.
Give me Michigan.
There you go. Okay, so I'm going to be on my own. No, because Tyler had Penn State, too.
Penn State.
Yeah, so me and Tyler are on the same side in this one, too.
You're good
on that. This is going to be a big one for me. Maybe the make or break one. If as long as Penn State wins it, I'll be in good shape. Or unless I get the bonus point, which is what, Ty?
The bonus point is the total points between Oklahoma and Texas Tech, two of the most potent offenses in college football. Mm. It's set at 77.5, but we're just doing the total points. How many total? Tyler went with 92. Fitzman, I'll let you. Or no, you said you want to go last. Tommy, I'll let you do this one first.
Generally, when we're expecting a high-scoring game, what do we get? We get
a low-scoring.
Low-scoring game. But I don't. A low-scoring for these two would be like 35-32.
Yeah.
Give me 71 points.
Ooh.
74 points. 74.
Give me 80. I'm going with 80. Try to get there right in the middle.
What did you say Tyler went?
92.
Tyler went 92. Give me 81, Bob.
There you go.
Man, that's rough.
That's terrible.
I was hoping that he would go with the over Tyler, say it's be a high-scoring game. Nope, yeah. I'm going to do that.
I got the low number.
I don't think it's going to be that high.
Yeah. You got 70. Okay, so just go ahead and give us a recap of what we're looking at for this weekend, Ty.
All right, so again, the four games we picked were Alabama, LSU, Georgia, and Kentucky, Michigan, Penn State, and the total number of points for Oklahoma, Texas Tech. Fenceman went with LSU, Kentucky, Michigan, and 81 points. John, you went with Bama, Georgia, Penn State, and 80 points. Tommy, you elected to go with Bama, Georgia, Michigan, and 74 points. Tyler chose LSU, Kentucky, Penn State, and 92 points.
There you have it.
All right.
Man, lock it in, everybody.
Big weekend.
Lock it down.
Lock it in. Yep. All right. So there
got about a month to go in this thing.
Still haven't figured out what the winner gets.
Yeah.
I keep saying that every week.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.